is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
.142 Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. So much going on. What a wild week it's been so far. Wild things going on for the Broncos. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining us. Zach, my man, so many things to touch on. The Josie Jewell news, we'll get to that. But first and foremost, let's talk about Randy Gregory. We thought he was going to the Cowboys. Then suddenly, change of heart. Now he's a Denver Bronco. Talk to us about what happened in that process and what ultimately you think of the move.
Yeah, so last night it seemed like the Cowboys and Randy Gregory had agreed to a deal. And then this morning when they were officially putting all the I's on and crossing all the T's, the Cowboys tried to change a few things in the contract language. And Randy Gregory and his agent said, nope, we're not doing that. We are out. They tried to pull the rug out from under him. And the Randy Gregory said, nope, I'm not doing that. And the Broncos had had interest since the start of free agency, so that was quick to get the exact same deal done with him. And that's what ended up happening. 5 years, $70 million. So a massive deal on the surface, Brady. $14 million a year for a guy that has never had more than six sacks. But there's a big but here. It's not actually that big of a deal. What it boils down to is there's $28 million in guarantees. So essentially it's a two-year $28 million contract, $14 million a year, with very high upside and potential for this deal and for Randy Gregory, and not that low of a floor. The Broncos would only be out $28 million if this does not work out. And, of course, the reason it may not work out is Randy Gregory has had issues with marijuana in the past. Now, the good thing is he's been sober for the past 2 years, and he has not had been suspended for that the past 2 years. So, in fact, the Broncos aren't worried about that. They're more so worried about, and they should be more so worried about, his injuries. He's played an average of 11 games the past two seasons.
Yeah, let's talk about the past thing first. I mean, is it more or less, I mean, when you look at it and say it's marijuana things, you know, obviously now with the NFL's rules going forward, way more relaxed. Do you look at that and say, well, obviously it's not that big of a deal? I mean, Von Miller had a run-in with that. It wasn't like a consistent deal, but look what happened to him, of course. Is this even a factor anymore, the past stuff with Randy Gregory?
You know, not really, but it did factor into their contract with only making 2 years guaranteed. Typically, you see 2.5 or 3 years of a contract guaranteed, so the Broncos were able to have less guarantees because of that and because of the injury history. But that is something that the Broncos aren't that worried about. And remember, there was a big concern coming out of Nebraska. He was a top five, top ten talent coming out of the draft in 2015, and he fell all the way to the second round because there were big-time concerns. You're not getting 2 years, $28 million, if there's big-time concerns in terms of guarantees, if there's big concerns of that. So the Broncos aren't that concerned about that. And, yes, he is coming to Colorado, but, look, marijuana is just becoming more legal around the country as we speak. So that was not a concern the Broncos had.
All right, so what do you think of the move? Obviously, Von Miller's name was out there. Jalen Jones' name is out there. You're seeing some decent names out there, some good names out there. What do you think of the Broncos' decision to ultimately go for Randy Gregory?
Yeah, this is a value, high-ceiling type of play because, like I said, Randy Gregory, the most sacks he's ever had in his career is six. In fact, he had 16.5 sacks in his career. Von Miller has more sacks than that in one single year than Randy Gregory does in his entire career. So you're not paying for production of what he's already done. You're paying for what he could do. And Randy Gregory last year, in his first full year as a starter, now he only played in 12 games, started 11 games, but that was the first year where he was truly the starter. He had the 11th best pressure rate and among edge rushers, according to Pro Football Focus. So the pressure rate's there. The sacks aren't there, and the forced fumbles are there. He has 8 forced fumbles in the past 3 seasons. So while he doesn't have the big plays in terms of sacks, he does have the big plays in terms of getting the ball out. He's going to have to now turn those pressures into sacks in order for him to live up to that $14 million per year contract. And that's what the Broncos are banking for. They could have gone the Von Miller route. They could have gone the Chandler Jones route. But what they would have been doing is paying for past production, hoping that also follows in the future. And those guys are older, too, so a shorter window. So this was more of, okay, this is a guy that can help us win for the long term, not just the short term.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Okay, after acquiring Russell Wilson, it does seem like the Broncos are pushing hard on the defensive side of the ball, getting Randy Gregory, DJ Jones. I want to talk to you about him. And then re-signing Josie Jewell. You had told us a couple of weeks ago that that was the plan all along, and here we are. There's a reason you're doing what you do, my friend. Talk to us about the emphasis on the defense that the Broncos are clearly showing us at this point.
Yeah, for the first time, the Broncos are going to have a pretty balanced team, believe it or not. Of course, we know that since Peyton Manning left, the Broncos have tried to build a championship team through defense. Now, we saw last year Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick getting investments in big contracts. Now, of course, Russell Wilson is carrying a big contract with him. That's going to get upped at some point as well. But then the Broncos aren't just sticking on the offensive side. They are going to the defensive side now. And you can expect not that much of a drop-off from what the defense had last year. Are they going to be an elite top-five defense? No. But they can at least absolutely be an average defense. You pair that with a top-10 offense, and that is absolutely a playoff team. That's a team that can keep you in games. That's the team that should be making some noise once the playoffs comes around. So it is a different philosophy than the Broncos have had in the past, and that's good. The Broncos needed that.
DJ Jones, you expect that guy to be a big-time difference maker?
Yes, in a way that people aren't going to appreciate away, because he is going to be a guy that just eats up blocks on the line of scrimmage for the defense. And that's something the Broncos, they were about an average run defense last year, but when they had to stop the run at the end of so many games the past couple of years in the Vic Fangio era, they just weren't able to do. Teams were able to run it on them and drain the clock out. That's something that the Broncos clearly have an emphasis in this offseason by signing DJ Jones to a 3-year, $30 million deal and then pairing him with Josie Jewell, who's very good in run assignments and stopping the run. So you got your run guys on the inside. Now they're going with the pass rushers on the outside. They're doing this very calculated. They're not necessarily looking for guys that can do everything. They're looking for guys that can do specific things for this defense.
I think that's an interesting thing. That's an interesting strategy, kind of. Instead of getting maybe a jack-of-all-trades or a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy, they're getting masters of one, guys that really specialize in certain aspects on the defensive side of the ball. Josie Jewell, the Broncos re-signed him. I love that move. I love that move even more, Zach. I'm hearing rumblings out there that Russell Wilson's really lobbying to bring over Bobby Wagner. Pair Bobby Wagner with Josie Jewell. Sign me up. I know Bobby's getting up there, but I still think he can play at a high level. You?
Yeah, and that would certainly be a short-term move and a short-term upgrade as well from Baron Browning and Josie Jewell. I think we got to pump the brakes on that, though. A lot of things coming from inside the building saying that the Broncos don't have much interest in Bobby Wagner. And I think dishing out $5.5 million to Josie Jewell clearly means he's the starter. And I don't think that they're going to want to stunt Baron Browning's growth, because I think George Payton really is viewing this as a, okay, let's win now, but let's also win in the future. Instead of signing Von Miller or Chandler Jones, who probably gives you a better chance to win right now than Randy Gregory, let's focus on the win now, help our team now with Randy Gregory, and also the long term. And Bobby Wagner would definitely be more so of that, let's win right now.
I'm talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. You're right. The defense, when you look at it, kind of balancing this thing out. As it stands, you're looking at the safety side of things, Justin Simmons and Caden Stearns. So Kareem Jackson, obviously, going to see what he can get out there in the sea of free agency. Again, kind of like last year.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what happened last year. The Broncos cut Kareem Jackson before free agency because they didn't want to pay him $10 million. And Kareem said, I'm not taking a pay cut. I'm worth $10 million. He gets on the open market, finds out the market doesn't think he's worth $10 million. So he comes back to the Broncos for $5 million. I wouldn't be shocked if that's cut in half again. And he comes back to the Broncos on $2.5 million deal. Or if he says, you know, enough of this. George Payton's gotten me twice now. I'm going somewhere else to go get my money. And the Broncos would be okay with that. A lot of people say the Broncos have a big need at safety. I think they could upgrade there if they wanted to, but I don't think they need to at all. They're very excited about Caden Stearns. I think inside the building, they're more excited about Caden Stearns than outside the building. They're very okay going into the season with Caden Stearns and Justin Simmons as your starting safeties.
I kind of am, too. I feel, obviously, the upside's there for Stearns. Kareem, I think, is good now and maybe great now. But I think you're right. I think the upside's there. Okay, looking at the defensive side, then, how much more work is there left to do? Obviously, depth, there's always work to do, but of that starting lineup, cornerback, I mean, last year they were plentiful there, but certainly some question marks on that side of that side of things on the defense.
Yeah, the Broncos don't have a specialized slot corner right now, and that's something that they will get. Now, I'm not sure that could be later today. It could also be in a few months, and there's two names that are really out there. Bryce Callahan, everyone knows him, and a name that everyone knows even more than that is Chris Harris Jr.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised to see one of those guys come back. But also, neither of those guys are in a super rush to sign with the team. Bryce wants to see what his market is. The Broncos aren't going to pay him. And with his limited availability over his entire career, there's certainly a chance where he comes back on a very, very friendly deal. And Chris could make a return as well. That's pretty much a starting spot. But outside of that, the Broncos have pretty much filled every hole, at least the glaring holes. Some people say Josie Jewell, they need another inside linebacker because he's not a starter. They're paying him $5.5 million for 2 years. They're paying him $6 million guaranteed. He's certainly going to be a starter. DJ Jones, you filled that hole with Shelby Harris. And then, of course, you filled Von Miller's hole with Randy Gregory. So on the defensive side, they are pretty set, although they could upgrade and where their cap situation's at. I think they've spent their big-time money.
Yeah, well, it'll be it's coming out nicely so far. I mean, again, Russell Wilson just makes everything seem a little bit better. It still seems like a dream come true to me, my man.
Oh, it absolutely does. And Brady, the offseason has been where the exciting part for the Broncos has been for so many years. Now it's actually going to be real football that's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I cannot wait for that. Getting into camp's going to be unreal, I know. But, Zach, always appreciate you, man. I've got your Twitter feed pulled up constantly because I know there's going to be updates coming for the Denver Broncos. So we'll be looking for it, my man. Thank you, as always.
Right on. Thanks for having me, Brady. Really love it.
All right, man. There we go. We are almost done with the show. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. I really thought Chandler Jones was going to be a Denver Bronco. I thought you were going to be doing this Chandler Jones, Bradley Chubb thing, and away you go. But, Randy Gregory, I think, as Zach said, there's a high ceiling there. So that's what the Broncos are banking off of. That they can get a guy like Randy Gregory and they can get his best. It's not like he's been a bad player, but injuries and suspensions have certainly been something to watch out for with him. But George Payton sees something that maybe we all didn't. And he's 29, still south of 30, so maybe some productive years for him. We got one more show left tomorrow before the madness begins. Make sure you join us on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.